right, if you've got the sword of the Spirit, God's living word, would you turn with me into the book of Nehemiah? Nehemiah, right after Ezra. Right before Esther. Book of Nehemiah. The Lord laid this message on my heart the latter part of this week, and I wish I had noted it earlier. I would have had everybody to read the book of Nehemiah. It made it a lot easier because a lot of people's not familiar with it. But I figure I'll be in here 2 or 3 weeks. So when we leave here today, between now and next Sunday, would you really try to read the whole book of Nehemiah? It'll give you an idea of what I'm teaching on.
Yes.
And so I want to read this first chapter, and then we'll go from there. It's got 11 verses. Nehemiah chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, now notice it's his words, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chislu, that's between November and December, that's late in the year, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Now Nehemiah is 350 miles away from his hometown of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Nebuchadnezzar had come in and destroyed everything and took captives back to Babylon. Here he's 350 miles away. But Hanani came to Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was asking him how it was going. And they said unto me, the remnant, that's the little bit of people that was left in Jerusalem, that are left of the captivity there in the providence, are in great affliction and reproach. Notice the people that are left. At one time, they had 10,000 population in Jerusalem.
Yes.
The little remnant that's left is in great affliction.
Great affliction.
And a reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem also is what? Broken down. And the gates thereof are burned with fire.
Yes.
And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and what did he do?
Wept.
He wept. Cried. And mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, I beg you, the great and terrible, the mighty God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let now thine ear be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses.
Yes.
Saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I've chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power, and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer.
Yes.
God's got key people in key places, and God still calls God still gives burdens to people and visions to people for the great work.
Yeah, he does.
You know what it's all about? Your soul. My soul. God is always interested in his church.
That's right.
Always interested in his people. It hurts him. He says, when you transgress my laws and don't keep my commandments and follow me in my will, things happen bad. And what will end up happening, the enemy will come in and he will destroy. Can you say there's only one way, Brother Tommy, that I can keep the devil out and keep in the blessings of God, is build a hedge and a wall all around me, praying and seeking the face of the Lord,
yes,
and staying in his will,
that's
and the
right.
enemy will never ever come in. He cannot destroy you. If you love and serve God, you may be tempted, you may be tried, you might have your trials, but the Lord will put a hedge around you and he will keep you on every side.
Yeah.
But listen, when you disobey and you get out of God's will, bad things happen and the enemy comes and he scatters. And you raise your hand and say, Lord, I want your blessing more than anything, dear God, in my life. I want it to go well with me and well with my soul. I want to know that the Lord is on my side. And I want to know that I have victory, dear Lord, in my heart. And I want to keep that victory. I want to keep the touch of God in my life. I don't want things to go wrong. Yes, we're tempted and tried. But the Lord said, I'll raise up a standard against the enemy when he comes in. And I will bless you. And I'll bring you through.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I've got some things. I told Mary, I said, the burden's so heavy on me that I could go off somewhere and vomit.
Thank you.
It's a fact.
Come on, Brother.
I couldn't hardly eat today. Thinking about the souls that are in trouble, souls that are in affliction, souls that are lost, people that are deceived, people going to hell. Dear God, the devil is all out war. Listen, it's all out war against the church of the living God. Listen to me close. The devil's already got the sinner, and he's already got the backslider. But what he's wanting to do is to bring the church down, defeat it, and discourage it, and scatter the flock. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Get people to leave. Get people to give up. Get people weak where they say, what's the use? I ain't doing any good.
What's the use?
Oh, God.
I want to ask us here today, how important is the church and God's work to you?
Jesus.
Do you know that it is the Lord's sanctuary on earth called God's house?
Yes.
The house of prayer.
House of prayer.
The place of refuge for the weary and the oppressed. Our church is a shelter in the time of storm. It's the place we come and find comfort when we're hurting. God's house is where the saints gather in the unity of the Spirit to worship the Lord. It is a sacred place where we come to be fed, where love rules and mercy dwells. God's house is a place where the Holy Ghost ministers and moves, where you find guidance and strength and grace in your times of need. Church is your fortress where your spirit is renewed so you can stand on your own two feet and face life's battles. Can I tell us here today, no wonder the devil fights so hard. Hallelujah to the Lord. No wonder he bites us so hard. He'd like to get us to stay home. He'd like to drag us through the mud. He would like to get us discouraged and wear out the saints of the Most High. Hey, praise the Lord. Raise your little hand to the Lord and say, God, if there's ever a time I need to pray more, it's now. And rededicate and commit my way unto the Lord. Woo! No wonder people have mind battles. vows. Proverbs says, commit thy words unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. What he's saying, get busy and do something for God. Sing his praise and worship him and testify and witness for him and be faithful to the house of God. Don't wait till you get here to get serious, but live this thing at home and take time to spend with the Lord in prayer and fasting. He said, if you'll occupy yourself in the work of the Lord, your thoughts shall be established. You wouldn't have the mind battles that you're having if you would do more for the Lord and take more time for him.
Praise Josh.
Your thoughts will be established.
Thoughts.
Sometimes we're like a yo-yo.
Up and down.
Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. I feel like I can go to church. I feel like I can get in.
Yes.
Thursday night, we're wooled down. We're weary. We're tired. We're depressed. And we come if we come. There's more to it than that, my friend. We're going to have to take time to spend more time with God in prayer.
Yes.
If Jesus tarries his coming, it's a getting bad. It's the forces of hell. The powers of darkness are fighting like they've never fought before. We might have to have a chain fast and prayer. I think we ought to anyway.
Yeah.
Who will take Monday? Who will take Tuesday? Who will take Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Who will spend 1 hour with God in prayer? Who will do it all around the clock? I'm telling you, I know the Lord's a coming, and that's the reason the enemy's fighting you so hard. He don't want you ready. He wants you down and out. He wants to walk all over top of you. He wants to take your victory and your soul. God's bigger than that.
Amen.
Amen.
God's bigger.
Yes.
No wonder the devil will fight to tear you down and keep you out.
Right.
In Satan's crosshairs, the devil is your chief enemy. He's your chief hinderer. I want you to know that the devil hates God.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah.
He hates you.
Yes.
Because you're made in the image and the likeness of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He don't want you having joy, being happy,
come on now,
having peace of mind. He don't want you singing God's praise.
No, he don't.
Oh, I feel again, Brother Jason.
Bless him, Jesus.
I feel like the enemy's just tied people's hands and arms.
Yeah.
They don't raise in worship and praise anymore. Yeah. Holy. He's given so many of God's people lockjaw that they won't open their mouth and say, I love you, Jesus. I worship you. I pray to you. I seek you. You're my all in all. You're my everything. I magnify thee. I extol thee, O Lord. You want to put the devil on the flight? Do you want to resist him and get him to flee from you? Submit yourself therefore unto God, then resist the devil and he'll flee from you. I tell you what, David said, 3 times a day will I call upon the Lord, morning, even, and night. But he went on and he said in another chapter, he said, 7 times a day, O Lord, will I praise thy name. It sounds like you can get just so far in your prayer life. You know what drives that prayer home into the throne room, into God? God's big ear. As I said, I poured my whole heart, my soul out into thee, O Lord. I brought my petitions and my needs to you. And now I'm going to praise you in the morning. I'll praise you through the day. I worship you, Lord. I'll praise you in the evening. I'll praise you when the sun goes down. Hallelujah. When I go to bed in the night, I'm going to say, I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I'm telling you with an atmosphere. Listen, you can create an atmosphere that the devil cannot step in.
Hey.
Woo. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm in this thing to win, my friend, and I'm a pushing. I'm a pushing against the powers of hell for Tommy and to help you. And I hope you feel that today. You can create an atmosphere. You can pray a hedge around you and say, thus far, devil, you come and you can't come no farther. I worship the Lord. I praise him and I'm God's property. Raise your hand and praise him in this church.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, we're living in an hour. You better not give in an inch in. You better not slide one inch. I feel like there's some people, but they're not all the way in, Brother Jason. They're not all the way committed. They're not all the way in. Holy Lord, I'm going to tell you something. You will feel it, and you will know it. When you draw nigh to God, James said he'll draw nigh unto you. Hallelujah. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn. Hallelujah. Let your joy be turned to heaviness. Hallelujah. The tears is the language that God understands. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you. There is a lifting up in the presence of God. I give him a wave offering in the house. There is a lifting up of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let your voice right into the pits of hell. Let it go right smack. Drive the devil out. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen. Oh, God.
I told you I got a burden.
Come on.
I want to tell you something. My pastor's got it too.
Yes.
The devil despises the work of the Lord.
Yes, he does.
And will do anything and everything he can to discourage, dishearten, and hinder it.
Yes.
We as ministers and singers and preachers and teachers and musicians and all the lay members are in Satan's crosshairs.
Yes.
If you are in God's servants, in service, you are enemy number one to the devil.
Yes.
And the forces of hell. We are his target in this closing hour of time.
Yes.
Before Jesus comes and takes us home. Our enemy never gives up. He will use every tactic, device, he will use every circumstance and situation to hone in on you and to weaken you to the point that he wears you down and causes you to say, what's the use?
Yes.
He will use government, leaders, stress, troubles, finances, problems, family, jobs, bosses, and people all around you to hinder you and cause God's work to cease.
Yes.
He does not want you singing praises unto the Lord. He don't want you testifying and lifting up Jesus. Remember, if the devil is not bothering you, if he's not battling you, it might be well be that you are lukewarm and laid back and not doing anything for God. He's got you right where he wants you, and you're no threat to him, and you're no threat to his kingdom. I'm telling you, Jesus is wanting his kingdom to be built and be strong.
Yes.
Strengthen me, Lord. There's a spiritual kingdom, and it is real. Hallelujah, Brother Rod. Jesus looked at his disciples following him. He gave them power over unclean spirits and said, nothing I shall harm you, but you shall tread upon the serpent and upon the scorpions, and nothing by any means I shall harm you. I'm telling you, what is it? Jesus looked in their eye and he said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's a spiritual kingdom. When Christ came in, he moved his throne right into your heart, and the Holy Ghost took up residence down inside of your heart. There's a king living on the inside of you, and his name is Jesus, and he's greater than the devil. He's greater than the powers of hell. He's greater than the powers of evil. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I got him on the inside. I pray him on the inside. He's on my side. I give him a praise.
Praise the Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Yes!
Hey! Jesus! Holy Lord of heaven! He's real! He's alive! And he don't want you defeated! He don't want you worn out and weak in your faith! Oh, my God's bigger than that!
Bigger! Praise the Lord! Come on!
How many loves Jesus?
Yes!
Well, glory to God. If you can't get excited about this, man, you got something bad wrong.
Yeah.
You can't feel it burning in your hands every now and then. Bubbling up in your heart. That wheel in the middle of the wheel beginning to turn. Come on now, come on. Hallelujah.
Robert.
Thank you, Lord. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has been preached, and men press their way into it. We got a lot of people that are spiritually lazy. Come on now. How bad do you want it?
Yeah.
Come on. Are you sick of defeat?
Right.
Are you tired of being discouraged?
Amen.
Are you tired of the devil walking all over top of you? Are you really missing the joy of the Lord and wanting back in your heart, back in your soul? Do you really want the anointing of God to come over you like warm honey? Do you want the tears to flow again? Do you want them hands to go up in the air again? Do you want a feeling in your feet again? Raise your hand and praise him. I want a feeling in my feet and in my hands and all over me. It's real. I said this Holy Ghost is real. He is the connection to God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And every man presses his way into it. Why, Brother Jason, did he say press? Come on, stand up here, brother. Hallelujah.
Press.
There's a lot of things right over here. Stand right there. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things getting in people's way.
Yeah.
Come on, I don't want anything getting in my way. Come on, a lot of people. I'm talking about good people. I'm talking about God called people and anointed people. Listen, sometimes the devil will put roadblocks in front of you to hinder you. Hallelujah. Try to fight me. Come on, push on me. Hallelujah. Listen, some people let people stand in their way. The fear of man bringeth a snare. I don't care what you think about me, family. You might think I'm taking it overboard. Hallelujah. And I'm too committed. And I got too much of a high standard. Hallelujah. But no, I know what I paid to get this price. I know what I feel is real. And I ain't letting no man, I'm not letting flesh hinder me and stand in my way. Get out of my way. I'm going to press my way. Hallelujah, the press is on.
Oh, yes.
I said the press is on.
Yes.
You're going to have to learn to press out of your carnality. Hello? Oh, we're too worldly minded.
Right.
We got too many links to the world. We got too many entertainments. And we're too connected. We need to get disconnected to the old world and reconnect unto God. Raise your hand in this house and say, Lord, help me to reconnect unto you.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I want to reconnect.
Come on.
Hey.
Hey, Lord. I ain't gonna let nobody stand in my way. Get out, devil. I made up my mind over 48 and a half years ago. I'm going all the way. I remember the day and the glorious hour that he saved me. And I cast off the weights. And I cast off the sins. And I'm a running for Jesus. And I ain't a slowing up now. Hallelujah to God. And they pressed their way into it. And the violent take it. Take what? Take that spiritual realm. Take the kingdom, that spiritual realm of the kingdom of God, where the anointing is and where victory and power is. The violent, you're going to have to be violent and say, I'm going to get in. I'm going to get in. I'm going after it.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Some of us here today need to get mad at the devil and realize who your enemy is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Yeah.
People ain't my enemy.
No.
I used you. I know I did that. But people ain't our enemy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the devil will use things and he will use people. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and the wicked spirits, the spiritual wickedness in high places, and the principalities, and the powers of the air, and they will do anything and bring anything they can to hinder you, and to pollute your mind, and to weigh you down, and to trouble you in your mind. I cast them all. I'd say, God, am I going to fight? I don't win. Am I going in? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you,
Lord. Glory to God.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. You can feel what I feel. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just give him a wave in the house. Let's break through, children. Come on. How many's ever had the devil come by your way? Hallelujah. You don't have to live it that way. Won't you come down and rest your feet? I'm going to get into it. I want you here every Sunday and bring everybody you can. Nehemiah said to Sanballat and Tobiah and Gershom the Arabian, I said, come on down. Nehemiah, we know you got a burden and a zeal to restore the walls that have been torn down around Jerusalem. Won't you come down and let us reason together? I'm going to tell you, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to fill your ears. And what was it Nehemiah said? We're doing a good work and we ain't coming down. And the Bible said they've stripped their hands for that good work. And said, let us rise and build, that we be no more of a reproach. We're tired of the devil. He's done enough trouble. Raise your hand and praise him.
Glory to God.
Come on.
You're right. Lord, touch him.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Happy and you know it, say amen. If you're happy and you know it, your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Wouldn't it be a wonderful place if everybody with one mouth and one accord would glorify God in the unity of the Spirit of the Lord. Holy, holy. Brother Jason, just let the Lord sweep over me. When we get into that point, we all get in one mind and one accord. Watch miracles and healing start taking place.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Miracles.
God's work will never go unchallenged.
The power of God.
Wow.
It'll never be without conflict.
Oh, yeah.
When precious souls are the focus and you seek to win and to help others,
yes,
and their spiritual and physical and mental welfare is your aim to help them.
That's That's right.
Hell's going to fight.
Yes.
You must settle it. Your chief adversary does not want you happy and having victory in the Lord.
Right.
He wants to stop your worship.
Yes.
Remember, when there's unity, there is power.
Power.
And there is strength.
Yes.
When God's love reigns, the devil cannot break it.
Right.
Yes.
He can't tear it down, Brother Jason.
You're right.
And he cannot destroy it. God's love wins.
Yes.
United we stand. But divided we fall. We are God's army. We are Christ's body. We love and we care. We build. If there was ever a time to come together and be strong together in unity, it is now. We need one another and we need our God in the midst of us. Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. I got good news. News for you, devil. You may fight, but you cannot win. Jesus said upon this rock, Christ, I will build my church and the gates of hell. I shall not prevail against it. As soon as we realize who our enemy really is and how he operates and what he is doing, we will be more apt and determined to go on in the service of the Lord. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's an instigator who goes about stirring up trouble and to hinder God's work. Don't ever listen to him.
No.
Jesus, right.
Hallelujah. We must never let the devil divide or scatter us. As they were building on that wall, there was a remnant that got together with Nehemiah and said, we'll help you, brother. You've got a vision and we're going to follow you.
Yeah.
And as they was just standing on that wall, the enemy would come up and mock at them, standing in the plains and mock at them. Said, if a fox goes up on your all's wall, it's going to tear it down. What do y'all think you're doing?
Yeah.
You'll never get victory. You'll never be restored. And if we got anything to do about it, we'll never let worship come back in here. Listen, 10,000 population at that time. Oh, God. That wall that went around Jerusalem was 2.5 miles around, 39 feet high, and 8 feet thick.
Yes.
And the news came to Nehemiah that the walls been torn down and the gates burnt with fire. Don't you tell me the devil don't mean business if he can bring a wall down that big?
You're right.
Actually, the transgression of God's people that knew better and went to their idols and began to disobey God and worship idols, that's really disobedience brought the wall down.
Right.
It brought it down.
Right.
Come up on the wall. They stood up on that wall. Nehemiah said, we're scattered, too scattered upon this wall. He said, if one of your brothers, and they listen, they worked with one a tool in one hand, listen, and a weapon in the other. That was how determined they were. I'll fight with this sword if I have to. You ain't coming up on this wall. I mean, we're building it back. Hallelujah. They took that trowel, mixed it down into that cement, and took those blocks and laid them back up. Nehemiah said, we're too scattered up on the wall. Said, if you hear one of your brothers or one of your sisters down that wall holler for help, he said, lay your tool down and run to them and help them. Raise your little hand if we ever needed to help one another and be in unity. It is right now. Come on. Come on, man. Brother Jason don't know everything. God will show him. I don't know your heart, your mind, and I don't know what your battles are and have been this week. I don't know what you're up against. But listen to me, if we ever needed one another, we need one another right now. I don't know how the devil's a wool in somebody's mind in here today. But I tell you, if we can link together and work together and fight together, we can build it back. Raise your hand and praise him. We can build this good work back.
Build it back.
Oh God.
Don't let the devil divide you and scatter you.
Yeah.
If we're scattered, If we're scattered, we'll be weak and vulnerable.
Yes.
We must pray together, stand together, pull together.
Yes.
Let the love of God link us.
Link us.
A mighty chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Weakest link.
If one link fails and breaks, the whole load falls to the ground. I've been up at the plant and I've run a 65-ton crane. That big old box, remote control, is this way. It's about that thick. It goes out about that far. Got a hoist, a trolley, and a bridge on that thing. Actually, it's got two hooks, two hoists. I've seen guys get in there and get in a hurry and lift up too much weight with a small chain. We ain't going to get that big chain. We have to unload this one, run that big hoist down, and it takes too much time, and it's real slow. You're about 65 feet way up in the rafters with that thing and run her down. We ain't got time to take time to do that. Let's just bring her on down, get that small hook, and get them small chains, and we'll lift that load and move it to the other end. I've been in there and saw the danger. I'm telling you, a lot of people don't see the danger. Run that little hoist down, pick it up. I take off the other way, and the thing gets up so many feet off of the ground, and it breaks, and the chains go every which way, and the whole load hits the concrete floor and tears a big hole in the concrete floor. I'm telling you, the mightiest and the greatest chain is only as strong is its weakest link. Raise your head and say, Lord, let me be a strong link in this chain. Well, glory to God, let me be the strong one. You're in trouble and you're a fighting, but let me be that link. Glory to God, and say you can make it. Hallelujah. Get up, glory to God. God is big and God is good, and He'll hold us. Let the Holy Ghost lift you up. Let the power of God raise you up. Come on. Hallelujah. Give him a wave offering in the house. Hallelujah. We need to take time and say, Lord, fortify me and make me strong. Give me tensive strength, Lord, in this metal of mine.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, God.
As I close, I'm going to close with this.
Come on.
I read this article. A little girl, she went out of her house. She followed her dog. Her mommy was in the kitchen or something. Little girl, she was little. I don't know how old she was. Went out of the house, down the porch steps, followed her dog, and went out. There's a big old field there, way out in the end of the field. There's a set of woods everywhere, all around that house. That little girl's gone. They didn't know what direction she went. News went everywhere. They went on the news broadcast, the news stations, and everything. Told where the area was and who the mom and dad was, and said, we've got a little girl. She's beautiful. Blonde hair and blue eyes. And said, they told what color clothes that she had on. And said, would everybody come? Everybody in the neighborhood around that you hear this, would you come and help us find this little girl? And they gathered. You know, sometimes tragedies will bring us together more than about anything else. It shouldn't be that way before a tragedy comes. Some major, major destruction comes before we can really get together. And they said even drunks pulled up on four-wheelers. The neighbors, even their druggies came driving their cars and their jeeps, driving their four-wheelers. Said they went all inside around that house and got out of their vehicles and said, Mama, which way do you think she went? And they had, I forgot how many people in that neighborhood, in that town, went out there in the country, way up there. One of them had a radio, and they brought some radio with them. Walkie-talkies, the fire department was in on it too. And they said, well, so let's do this. Let's call them. We'll make a big comb, and we'll comb that field, and we'll go around that hillside back down in the field. And they'll say, put one person here, put one person down here, every 15 or 20 foot apart. They made a big line. And they began to move and to go through that field looking at the high weeds and everything. And that one on the radio, he said, hey, he said, you're falling back, hollered at him, said, come up and stay in line. Stay in line, we got to go together. Don't anybody drift back, nobody get in ahead of anybody, because if you do, you fall back or get ahead of somebody else, we won't miss that little girl. And that man, that main man, that chief, that one in the fire department, he said, stay in a single file. Hallelujah. They went and combed that whole field, and as the field emptied out into the bushes and went into the trees, they heard a voice that we found a little girl. She's tangled up in a briar patch. We found her. Hallelujah. Can you say today, if we'll stay together, come on, nobody gets ahead of nobody else and nobody falls behind. Raise your hand and say, Lord, give me the unity of the Spirit, and we're going to heaven together, and we're pulling together, and we got one goal. Brother Jason, I'm in this to help you. I'm in it to help you, Brother Earl. I'm in it to help you and to encourage you. I'm on, say, Lord, keep us together. Hallelujah. Keep us in the right direction, and we can win souls.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Would you stand with me? Oh, blessed Heavenly Father God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, holy God. Lord, would you touch us, God, here in our church, Lord, a good shepherd of holiness. Lord, I cry in my heart, Lord, for my people, dear Lord, that are tattooed. I ask you to surrender us here at 1163 Jackson Avenue, Lord. Would you surrender us, Lord, for this good work, God? Bind us together, Lord. Give us the Holy Ghost and the anointing. Raise your hand, church, holy. I need the Lord. I need you, and you need me, and we need the pastor, we need the singers and the musicians who will be a prayer warrior for God. Lord, let me do God your will. Holy, 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 I'm talking to somebody right here. Put the devil under your feet. He's a liar. He is a deceiver. Yes, he's the instigator. He's the troublemaker. Come on, plead the blood of Jesus and get back on your knees and pray.
Hey.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hasn't been a bed of roses. Since I've started on my way,
Jesus,
Lord, you know I'm not complaining.
Come on.
There's just something I should say. For I've reached desperation, and I've stumbled since my
yes, Lord.
Lord, no, I don't deserve you. I'm still trying hard to spur you from the depths of my
Lord,
I'm calling
From the depths of my heart, Lord, I praise you, Jesus.
From the depths of my heart.